little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
All right, take two. Damn ads. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. And you know I'm always will be back. Never going to change. Sorry about last week's, folk. Work kind of got held up. Life, well, you know how it is. Life kicks you in the ass. You better get back up and do it all over again.
Something like that.
Yeah, I know. So how'd you guys like Mimi from last week's episode of the Shadow Games podcast, episode 119? But now, here we are, Shadow Games podcast, episode 120. Yes, I'm back. Sorry, but Mimi's not here. She's stuck doing a lot of cosplay stuff. Well, you know her, if you guys read her articles, her and her sister's articles on our site. They are insanely crazy about cosplay.
Yeah, she's working on a little bit of cosplay for this weekend's convention, yeah. So.
Should be fun. So, another hot day here in San Diego. And we got we got stuff to cover up to not cover up but cover today. Well, for this week, well, let's see what I've been playing. For me, I've been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest. Still trying to level up my characters. Don't know why, but I still am. I've been playing a lot of Ultimate Street Fighter 4. She's still finding a second character. She left Rolando as my primary. Now I got to find a second character. Everyone's been using, you know, Evil Ryu, but I'll probably go with, like, Ryu, regular Ryu, but we'll see how that goes. Maybe Akuma is going to be my second pick. Other than that, I'm playing Ultra Marvel's Capcom 3, typical of me. Having a lot of fun online, still getting my ass handed to me like normal. What else have I been playing? Oh, so I've been playing, what do you call it, Titanfall, a lot too as well. I've been actually nice. Played it last night before I went to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I had to get up by 3 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, so 3 hours of sleep, not bad. That's about it for me, folks. Nothing much more from there. So, let's get to the boring part. Wayne?
It's been a slow week for me, actually. A lot of work, so I've been not playing as much on the console. Really, it's just been a little bit of gaming on the phone and on the tablet. I mean, I think I've played a bunch of Word with Friends while I was on lunch this past week.
You have friends?
I know. Yeah, some interesting games. Uno with Friends actually is well. I've done that one too occasionally. But mostly when I do have some downtime at home, just a few minutes here and there, I've been playing a little bit of Doctor Who Legacy.
Oh, I cannot wait for the new series to start.
I know,
with Peter Capaldi.
As the
12th Doctor.
Are you gonna go see it in theaters?
No.
Got some more Transformers Legends. So, you know, it's going. They've had a few bugs recently, so we're working through those. But it's shipping up nicely now. G.I. Joe Battlegrounds. A little more in that game. Yeah, I'm actually really enjoying that one quite a bit right now.
G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, really?
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that's a nice little card game, but it's fun. And then more Avengers Alliance on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, have you gotten your loot crate this month, Wayne?
Not yet. I think it's gonna get here tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
If you get Groot, like my friend did,
That's
gonna be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Loot crate.
Does he dance?
No, I wish.
I'll find a way to make it work.
Again, if you guys haven't seen,
I'll strap him onto a Roomba.
You know, that's not a bad idea. That is the most ingenious thing I've ever heard you say this year alone. And we're more than halfway done the year. Awesome. Props. Guys, give him some likes on Facebook, please.
But we got some good plans out coming your way next few months to bring you some fun content.
Yes, definitely. Let's see, what else? Shall we get to the news?
Wait, we have news?
Yeah, you have any girlfriend? No!
Not right now.
That's gonna be a never. Alright, first piece of the news this week, 500GB Xbox 360 hard drive revealed. We're only gonna go for $110. Sure. Shut up and take my money.
I know. Actually, with all the free games we've been getting with the games with the gold, that is going to be worth picking up.
It's the best investment, in my opinion, you guys can get if you still have an Xbox 360, which I do. For $110 is a great investment.
Yeah.
Which one? Dang it. Anyway, the 320 gigabyte unit should go. We should drop in price, but still, if I were you, I would get the 500 gigabyte. It's well worth it.
Yeah. Of course, if you haven't gotten your Xbox One yet, go for the Call of Duty version later this year, which will have 1 terabyte of storage in it. So that'll be pretty sweet. Now, for those who are risk takers, if you really want to, and you find a good deal on one of the smaller Xbox 360 Slim drives, rumor has it you can pop that sucker open and toss a very large hard drive in there. Obviously, it would have to be a notebook drive. But be wary of doing so, because you'll probably void some warranties here and there.
Void some? You void the entire warranty, period. Some? Alright, folks, don't listen to whatever this guy says when he says some. It's probably going to probably be the entire thing.
Yeah, well, you know, some of that.
Never mind. Next!
So, Gears of War, according to Microsoft, is shaping up well. They actually want to know what we want to see.
More gore, more action, less yappity yappity yap. I want some main characters to die. Would you, Wayne? To make it more...
Maybe.
I gotta get my revenge on him because... Because he died.
Yeah. But yeah, Microsoft's listening. They want to know what you want to see in the game. They're going to take things into account. They've got Rod Ferguson taking the lead development on it right now. Obviously, Cliffy B is no longer a part of this. He's got something else coming soon. We're excited to see what's going on there. But yeah, it's in good hands right now, and we're excited to see where it goes. I don't know. I don't know what I really want to see. I want to see a story that takes a different approach. I want to see something, because you take the last three games.
Do you want it to follow the main storyline or no?
I want it to be a part of the main storyline. But I want to see it done in a manner that's not just that feels different than the previous games.
So you want to play like that?
I don't know. I just
you want to make it like that Halo RTS game?
Not necessarily like that, but I want to see it innovated somehow so that it feels different and it has a fresh take on it. You know? I don't know. That's me.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Well, it's going to be fun seeing what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
When they listen to their loyal fans, I want to see how things go. Hopefully the fans won't botch it up and the creator's going to say, really? Really?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking about the exosuit in Call of Duty next.
It's Warfare. Pretty much a nice response to the fans calling for, do you want innovation? Do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want to make it better than Battlefield, in my opinion? But it's the same typical shooter game, but this is going to be a mixture of Titanfall in it, right? But not that big.
That's kind of what we're concerned about, is how well it's going to... What's the differentiation there? But Michael Condry, who is the co-founder of Sledgehammer Games, he has actually come out saying that they've been listening to the fans. They want innovation. They need to bring something new. And he says that although change is scary, it's something that they're looking for the right idea. So they're looking at Advanced Warfare, and they're saying, hey, this is going to be a huge evolution over past games. I'm really hoping so, because it's been getting kind of stale.
Yeah. That's every shooter game now.
It's all
the same.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying because it's only online only, which is Titanfall.
Yeah.
Of course, I really like those. If you guys seen the previous when he throws when you throw the grenade that hovers around, just starts shooting at you, or at your opponent, computer, whatever.
But they say the exosuits. It's everywhere now. You're seeing it in the movies. You're seeing the military start looking into it. Healthcare. So it's in everybody's mind, so that's what they're looking at doing. They're looking at bringing something that's obviously going to be a part of the future into this game. So, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I'm still, I don't have to wait till I get a chance to play it before I really, really decide.
Same here, definitely. We're kind of at a yawn, you and I.
Yeah, so Microsoft apparently accidentally posted a promo and then came back and saying, hold on, this was posted in error, this was a mistake.
Promo leak? Sorry, guys. Once you guys leak it, it's out there.
Yeah, so it was a promotional title for Max Curse of the Brotherhood, which was posted in an error yesterday. Microsoft apologized for any inconvenience, and they're currently exploring ways to offer more benefits to Xbox Live Gold members and keep them updated. You know, the free to gold thing, you know, they've got some good games out there, and Max was a free one for a while there, so definitely a good game to pick up if you haven't picked it up. Strike Suit Zero was also listed. That's part of the free, I think still part of the free ones this month, along with Crimson Dragon. They're interesting games, but they were actually advertising a free to play day for these games, and it's not really what that was, so.
It's just a bad thing that happened to them. Everybody happens.
Yeah, it happens. You make mistakes, so.
Alright, so Bungie's surprised by criticism that Destiny's too small.
Oh.
That's what she said. Wait. Oh, yeah. Destiny, too small. Really? Come on, guys. It's supposed to be a huge, what, open world?
Yeah.
And you guys are making it as small as, Rhode Island? Boring! Really? Come on!
Yeah, the director says it blew his mind when he got this criticism because, you know, it's the biggest game they've ever made. Well, that's, you know, in perspective.
Right now it will be the second biggest game right behind the first Halo, in my opinion.
So, one of the criticisms that they've been getting is that even though you got multiple planets out there, when you land on a planet, you only have one location to explore.
Which is, that is not open world.
Not really. That's kind of like how it was in Mass Effect. You know, you had a spot to scan, but you only could land one place on some worlds, you know?
Pretty much.
The studio quickly responded to these concerns, saying that these locations will have a deep scope and breadth of activities, and could even get larger over time through add-on content. So, that's something there. Yeah, so people are just not exactly happy yet. Yeah, there's going to be a lot to this game, but we'll see exactly how things actually move forward here, whether they actually add more to it or whether it's, you know, I don't know.
I hope they won't screw this one up. I'm expecting a lot from this game.
Yeah, it's Bungie. We expect a lot from Bungie, period.
Yeah. What you did with the very original Halo back in the Xbox, I'm surprised you guys are doing this. Hopefully not. So, what's this one all about here? Xbox One now supports preloading.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy. All right, tell us what it is, Rain.
So, Xbox One now supports preloading on digital games. This feature has actually come ahead of schedule. At Gamescom, Microsoft announced that pre-purchasing and preloading would begin on Xbox One with FIFA 15, which is not until September. And Forza Horizon, which is end of September as well. However, the feature is now available today with Madden NFL 15. So if you pre-purchase the game today through Xbox One, you can actually preload the game so you can start playing exactly at midnight on the 26th. So
pretty much an early happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Right?
So hey, you know, it's kind of nice on that one.
Hey, why not? You get up, you play. Yep. Oh, the game is out. Cool.
Exactly. Preloading.
Or when you get home, oh, cool. Downloaded.
You know, preloading is something we knew was coming, and it was something that just kind of had to be there for the newer generation of digital games. But it was just a matter of time.
All right, guys.
We're glad to see it coming.
All right, guys. Here we go. Quote, unquote. Shocking Pokemon project being announced next week.
Whoa. Is it a Pikachu?
Is it, the Red Ruby 2 version?
No.
Ruby Red version? What do you guys want to see from this? I'm kind of hoping for a back to basic type of Pokemon game.
Well, I mean, it may not even be a game. It could be a new
cartoon. It could be anything.
New cartoon series, a movie. It could be anything.
Another movie? Ash Ketchum?
Oh.
With two kids? Two Pikachus each?
Yeah, it was teased on the official Japanese Pokemon website. Announcement's going to be made during a live stream on the 26th. It's going to be in collaboration with a Japanese video game publication, Famitsu. But that's really kind of all we really know right now.
What are we going to have here? Hopefully something good.
Yeah, I mean, we know we're going to get a Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire remix going to 3DS in November. There's going to be a card game coming to the iPad, which is kind of interesting all in itself. That's really hard to say.
Yeah, I know. We'll see how it is.
There is, however, a couple trademarks that have popped up.
Okay.
One is for Pokken Fighters and Pokken Tournament that possibly could be related, but we don't know yet.
Interlinking? What?
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a Pokemon versus Street Fighter game.
You're stupid. Next!
Hey, it could happen.
No, it's not. Pokemon versus Street Fighter, you have more chance of... Never mind. Alright, so here's a quite a bit of a news revelation going on that Destiny writer quit Bungie. Well, he quits Bungie to work on Game of Thrones at Telltale. So now that Game of Thrones being made by Telltale Games series, one of the writers for Bungie quits on Destiny to work on this game, and
Joshua Rubin.
Yeah, especially for how the success of the Walking Dead game seasons 1 and 2 and also 400 Days has been quite an awesome hit. Hey, might as well, you know, start something new, start something fresh. I guess he got bored of Destiny, like, small world. All right, tell us what's going on there, Wayne.
Well, I mean, basically, he's looking at the show writers, David Benioff and Daniel Weiss, have done. He's saying, you know what, I'm expired by their work, and I'm going to have to up my game. He has previously been with Bungie for 2 years writing the story for Destiny.
Yes.
So that's something in itself. So, you know, he's a big fan of the show, and he's looking to jump into it and, you know, see what he can do. So we'll see. Ruben is set to leave Bungie on about a month before release date of Destiny, which is the 9th of September. However, they don't really concern, as writing work is going to be handled early in development process anyway, so, you know, we'll see what happens here, but definitely wish him all the luck with that.
Definitely will. Hopefully it's going to be a huge success for these guys. So, that's it for the news this week. Anything else you want to add, maybe coming up?
Well, I know we got some, Mimi's got the, couple, conventions he's getting ready to head to.
Yes, we're actually three of us, right?
We gotta figure that one out yet, but Kamikaze is, coming up.
We shall be there.
It's Anime California this weekend.
Well, that's gonna, okay.
And then there's Anime Weekend Atlanta, next month. And then Kamikaze in October. Halloween weekend.
Before Kamikaze, there's also going to be the San Diego, what do you call that?
Comic Fest or whatever?
Yeah, the San Diego Comic Fest.
Yeah.
Give you guys a little heads up on the San Diego Comic Fest. It was created by... What the hell?
Original guys from Comic-Con.
Yeah, the original guys from Comic-Con. It's going to be on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, typical 3-day format, not the 4-day. On October 17th, 18th, and 19th. So, yeah. That's going to be the week... 2 weeks prior to Kamikaze up in downtown L.A. So if you guys are going to go to Kamikaze, let us know. And, you know, write us on our Facebook page. Give us a heads up so we can say what's up to you guys.
Keep an eye out.
I know. I mean, first time Mimi going to a event here in, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah. So and if you're in cosplay and you want to get your picture taken by us so it goes up on the site, come and find us. We'll be around there with cameras, I'm sure.
Yeah. Actually, I'm the only one that'll be with a real good camera. But we'll see how that is.
We'll see. Other than that, keep checking out. We're getting more news coming to you on the site.
Yep, and also
more reviews.
If you guys keep posts, if you guys are friends with Mimi, Kim, or Kimberly, or just, you know, just keep up on their on their write-ups for cosplay. They're crazy insane. So let's see, go ahead and feel free to, you know, as again, like us on our Facebook, share us, make sure to say hi to us on our Facebook page, visit our our main website for articles, also these type of crazy podcasts and whatnot. See what's going down from there. And anything else you want to add, Wayne?
Well, we've got some special projects we're working on to bring in the future, so just keep an eye out. You know,
yeah, definitely.
Keep checking the site.
All right, again, this is Fidel and Wayne from ShotsOfGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future, 8 bits at a time. Oh, let's go. See what I did there?